Your dial is set at 1070. In the coming hour, you'll hear news as it is happening on KNX News Radio from John Goodman and Diane Cummings. They'll have more on-the-scene reports from Pasadena on the people waiting for the 90th annual Rose Parade to begin 90 minutes from now. Mike Landa will tell of plans to make the police station in Pomona sniper-proof. Jody Hammond and Mike Pulsifer will have reports on some new laws that go into effect today in California. We will also have reports from Bernard Kalb in Peking and Peter Collins in Taipei, Bob Faw in Chicago, Ray Ward in Dallas, Bob McNamara in Iran. Financial news from Jerry Laird, Bill Keane will have more traffic and weather information, and Rich Marotta will have sports. I'm Russ Powell, along with Alex Sullivan for KNX Los Angeles, Southern California's number one news station. It's 7 o'clock. World News Roundup is sponsored by Crocker Bank, with more than 350 offices in communities throughout California, and by Datsun and your nearby Datsun dealer.
Good morning and Happy New Year. This is Dallas Townsend with a CBS World News Roundup. The event occurred on schedule without a hitch. On this 1st of January, 1979, the United States and China opened full diplomatic relations. Bernard Kalb reports from Peking.
By 5 this afternoon, Peking time, the large reception room at the U.S. liaison office was jammed with Americans and Chinese. Their conversation filled with such words as historic and such phrases as finally it's happened. There was no suspense involved. Everyone knew what was going to happen. Yet there was a strong undercurrent of emotion about today's establishment of formal diplomatic relations between the United States and China. The sense of excitement peaked with the arrival of Vice Chairman Deng Xiaoping. And in his exchange of toasts with U.S. Envoy Leonard Woodcock, Deng referred to what he called the prolonged abnormal state in Sino-U.S. relations. He went on to describe today, with the establishment of full diplomatic ties, as a particularly memorable day. He said he looked forward to his visit to the United States later this month to help promote relations between the two countries. Woodcock, too, alluded to the past, saying there had been a breakdown in communications between the two sides, but that today, as he put it, is a great day in the history of mankind. Bernard Kalb, CBS News, Peking.
From Taipei now, Peter Collins reports the situation as it looks following the formal break in U.S. diplomatic relations with Taiwan.
What used to be the United States Embassy here in Taipei is today an isolated compound, sealed off behind a ring of barricades and Taiwanese security guards. The American flag was lowered at dusk last night in a brief ceremony by U.S. Marines, and this morning the brass plate that identified the building as the embassy was replaced by a plain piece of wood. American diplomats will remain here through the end of February, but the withdrawal of all U.S. officials and the remaining 600 military men will be completed by April. The Armed Forces Network radio station here was today broadcasting a warning to U.S. citizens to stay indoors because of the possibility of renewed anti-American demonstrations.
Ambassador Unger asks that in deference to Chinese feelings and the current situation, all Americans, official and unofficial, remain off the streets throughout this holiday period ending on the evening of January 2nd, 1979.
There has been no trouble so far, and sources report that student plans to burn an effigy of President Carter, stage a march, and hold a rally have been canceled. In a traditional New Year's Day speech, Taiwan's president, Chiang Ching-kuo, avoided mentioning the United States by name, but urged this island's 17 million people to, as he put it, rid themselves of the psychology of dependence and unite in what he called a critical moment of life or death. Peter Collins, CBS News, Taipei.
About 300 people gathered outside the Taiwanese embassy in Washington at dusk yesterday and sang their national anthem as the nationalist Chinese flag was hauled down for the last time. Some of them wept. Taiwan's Vice Minister for Foreign Affairs, H.K. Yang, said we may be facing a long, dark night, but I should like to assure you with conviction and confidence that we shall return. And we shall return, Yang added, with this same flag, the flag of the Republic of China.
Why did you choose the bank you did? Because it was close to your home or office? Or because the lines looked shorter? Or maybe it was the way the tellers smiled? Don't laugh. That's the way most people choose their bank. But at Crocker Bank, we feel we really have to earn your business if we want to get it. How? First, by being able to answer any and all questions you have about our banking services. And then by offering the latest in banking conveniences, like a growing number of Crocker automated tellers, the banks that stay open from 6 a.m. till after midnight, even on weekends. With your Crocker banking card and a personal identification number, you can make deposits, withdraw cash, borrow from your Crocker MasterCharge or Visa accounts, even make payments on a loan. And you can do it all when it's convenient for you.
Crocker automated tellers are just one of the many services we give our customers. Why not come in today and give us a try? Really give us the business. Then give us the business.
Crocker Bank, member FDIC.
For a good many million Midwesterners, this is a New Year's Day they would just as soon forget. Bob Fall reports the icy weather picture from Chicago.
1979 swept into the Midwest with howling winds and near blizzard conditions, dumping up to a foot of snow in parts of the Great Plains, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Kansas City, blanketed with 10 inches of snow, was practically paralyzed. In Chicago, also with 10 inches and drifts up to 4 feet deep, travel was hazardous and often impossible. O'Hare, the world's busiest airport, was virtually shut down most of the day and night. Airlines had to provide lodgings for an estimated 2,000 stranded passengers. But others, like Pat Thompson of Detroit, were forced to spend a long night sitting on a chair at the airport.
I couldn't get a hotel. They were all booked. And I'm so anxious to go home. I'm sitting with this luggage hoping to catch the first thing going to Detroit. I want to go home so badly I'd ride an ant's back if I could get there.
As more travelers return home from the holidays, the weather could cause even more havoc. Another storm front is predicted to sweep through much of the area, bringing with it freezing rain, plunging temperatures, and more snow. Bob Fall, CBS News, Chicago.
An ice storm has struck the Dallas-Fort Worth region, and a lot of homes there have no electricity this New Year's morning. Ray Ward of Dallas Power and Light Company sums it up.
We are facing a situation with some 40,000 or so of our customers out of service because of the ice storm. Crews worked all night long, and this morning we're expecting assistance of personnel in from power company in Houston and from cities in West Texas. So we will be starting off the morning with fresh personnel to help us. And we still have the big backlog to work down during the day, hoping at the same time that the weather will not worsen.
Ward says much of the power will be restored sometime today, but it may be tomorrow before the situation is under control. Guy Lombardo is gone, but Guy Lombardo's Royal Canadians, led by his nephew Bill, are still with us. And at midnight, for the 50th time, they ushered in the new year at the Waldorf Astoria in New York.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
A few blocks from the Waldorf, crowds jammed into Times Square as usual. And in Central Park, the new year was greeted with a spectacular and noisy display of fireworks.
We want you to come to Crocker Bank, not because we're around the corner or because you like the way our tellers smile, but because we've earned your business. How do we intend to do that? By having longer full-service banking hours than any other major California bank, by answering any questions you have about our banking services, and by giving you the latest in banking conveniences, like the Crocker banking card. It lets you make deposits, withdrawals, and cash checks quickly and easily in any of our more than 350 bank offices. It can also give you important information in seconds, like your current savings or checking account balance, or your Visa and MasterCharge balance. And the Crocker banking card is free. And with your personal identification number, the card is your key to a growing number of Crocker automated tellers, the banks that stay open from 6 a.m. until after midnight, even on weekends.
Why not come into Crocker today and give us a try? Really give us the business. Then give us the business.
Crocker Bank, member FDIC.
The military prime minister of Iran resigned this morning to make way for a new civilian government. But his designated successor hasn't been able to form one yet, and the Shah is still reported refusing to leave the country. A wildcat anti-Shah strike by airport personnel fizzled out this morning soon after it began, but oil workers remain on strike, and Bob McNamara reports the consequences.
This morning, the lines of cars waiting for gas at filling stations stretch out for blocks, and some of the drivers who got in line at 5 o'clock this morning will be lucky to buy their 6-gallon ration before the nighttime curfew goes into effect at 9 o'clock tonight. The same goes for the hundreds of people waiting for kerosene. This is the fourth day of emergency nationwide fuel rationing. And the National Oil Company says the gas in Tehran supply tanks will only last a few more days. The lack of fuel has meant that some bakeries can't produce bread. If you're lucky enough to get a taxi, taxi fares are up to about $30 an hour now, or $15 for a short haul through the city. Tehran buses are not running. Garbage is piling up in the streets because sanitation trucks have been pulled out of service. And the National Railroad has canceled many of its trains. Some of the country's religious and opposition political leaders have asked striking oil workers to go back to their jobs and produce enough fuel to meet the needs of the people. But before they go back, oil workers want Iranian troops ordered out of the oil fields, and they want assurances that none of the oil will be exported. Bob McNamara, CBS News, Tehran.
A supertanker loaded with some of the last Iranian oil to be exported is breaking up today off the northwestern coast of Spain. 39 crewmen abandoned ship, and many are feared drowned. Oil is spilling into the sea.
We know you work hard for your money, and today Datsun has a whole line of cars that lets you enjoy it.
Datsun 79!
Introducing the new Datsun 210s, starring the new 210 hatchback. With optional 5-speed stick, it's one of the highest gas mileage new cars you can buy. Hey, let that sink in. The 210 hatchback is the number one gas mileage Datsun. 41 Highway, 27 City. EPA estimates your mileage may differ. And you can have famous Datsun 210 economy in a brand new 210 Sport Wagon, our lowest price wagon, complete with split fold-down rear seat. The new Datsun 210s. You can't beat them.
Nobody demands more from the Datsun than Datsun. We are driven.
To save you money, to save you gas, to save you trouble.
January 1st, 1979 is more than the start of a new year. As we hear from Mitchell Krause, it's also the start of a new pay scale for many Americans.
5 million people who work at the minimum wage get a 25-cent an hour pay boost beginning today. The minimum wage going from $2.65 an hour to $2.90, a $10 jump for a 40-hour week. Restaurant and hotel workers who only get a part of that minimum will get more now, too. As for the vast bulk of workers who receive regular paychecks, these changes. As everyone knows, the Social Security tax is going up again, both in the weekly take, up just slightly, and in the total take governed by annual income. That's up a lot for anyone earning above $17,500 a year and for employers who must match the contribution. For instance, a worker earning $8,000 a year will pay 12 cents a week more, but someone earning $20,000 a year will pay almost $3 a week more, and it will mean more weeks in which Social Security is deducted. And the regular income or withholding tax is changing, too. It's going down, in some cases more and in others less than the Social Security is going up. For retired people, Social Security payments are going up as a result of the rise in the cost of living. Mitchell Krause, CBS News, New York.
The continued existence of the Washington Star rests this morning on a vote by members of the Printers Union. Their labor dispute has threatened to shut down the newspaper permanently. Representatives of the newspaper and the union reached tentative agreement last night after hours of legal maneuvering and negotiations. Union leaders are recommending approval. A ratification vote is scheduled for late this morning.
World News Roundup has been sponsored by Datsun and your nearby Datsun dealer. The all-new quality-built 210 sedan, hatchback, and sport wagon are at your nearby Datsun dealers now. And by Crocker Bank.
It's 7:13. Good morning. Alex Sullivan, Russ Powell wishing you a very happy new year.
Happy new year from all of us at KNX News Radio.
KNX News Radio, on the scene, on the move, in Southern California. Planet lights may not be all that's burning when Southern California Gas Company customers get their next billing. As of today, gas rates are going up 8.2%. Gene Raleigh of the California Public Utilities Commission says the move reflects growing concern about gas supplies. He adds that business and industry largely have absorbed much of the increased costs in recent years. The best way to keep cool about the new rates, Raleigh advises, is to keep home heating temperatures down.
Rates have been inverted in that the more you use now, the more you pay. We used to have a declining block rate structure when gas was plentiful, whereby the unit price was lowered with greater consumption. That's been completely reversed now. so that if a residential customer wants to keep his bill down, he will have to make a strong conservation effort.
Spokesman Gene Raleigh of the California Public Utilities Commission.
At 7:14, the sound of KNX News, live and direct.
The city of Pasadena is coming alive this morning as it awaits the 90th Annual Tournament of Roses Parade. This is Diane Cummings along the parade route in Pasadena. More and more people are crawling out of sleeping bags now that it's daylight on this January 1st, but some still are sleeping. Lady in the midst of a lot of sleeping people. What's your name?
Lisa Moscosi.
Where are you from?
Sabina.
How many in your group?
Four right now. More coming to later on this evening, but, you know.
How come you're the only one awake?
I can't sleep. I guess it's the first time I've ever been to the parade, so I'm excited, I guess. I don't know. I'm wide awake, though.
You certainly are bundled up here with all your sleeping bags and jackets.
Yeah.
Were you cold last night?
Yeah, I was. It was really cold, but it's nice. It was really nice.
Why did you decide to do this this year?
I don't know. I've never been to it. I see it on TV every year, but I never had a chance to come down here. I'm supposed to be out from work, so it seems like fun. I don't know.
At 6:30, police closed Colorado Boulevard to all vehicles. They report traffic in Pasadena is practically normal. They say the streets two blocks either side of Colorado are all but empty, and traffic on the freeways into and out of the city is apparently moving right along. Diane Cummings, KNX News Radio in Pasadena.
And throughout the morning, Diane Cummings, John Goodman on the scene, bringing you all the festivities and color of the Tournament of Roses Parade at 7:16. Two robbery suspects were in critical condition and an alleged accomplice in custody after a gun battle in which they traded more than a dozen shots with police. Torrance police say an off-duty LAPD officer came up to a robbery in progress at a supermarket on South Crenshaw Boulevard. The officer pulled his gun, but the suspects fled to a waiting getaway car. Meantime, Torrance police arrived. Cornered, the suspects began firing at officers, but two of them quickly went down in the barrage of bullets.
KNX News Radio time is 7:16. The Red Cross blood bank shortage remains acute, despite nearly 700 people donating a pint each yesterday. Red Cross spokesman Ralph Wright says the blood supply in L.A. and Orange counties is stabilized, but Wright says more than 5,000 pints of blood still are needed to bring blood levels up to the required 13,000 pints for 240 hospitals and blood centers in the two counties. People in L.A. County wanting to donate blood should call the Red Cross at this number, 388-0571. The number in Orange County is 835-5381.
On August 17, 1978, KNX was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until December 1, 1980. Each August 1st, we place in our public inspection file a list of what we consider to have been some of the significant problems and needs of our service area during the preceding 12 months and some of our programming to help meet those problems and needs. We invite listeners to send specific suggestions or comments concerning the station operation and programming efforts to KNX News Radio, Post Office Box 48909, Los Angeles 90048. Unless otherwise requested, all letters received will be available for public inspection during regular business hours.
No major problems on the freeways. The only excitement, really, that we've had this morning was an RTD bus that went into the perimeter guardrail on the northbound Harvard to the northbound Hollywood. That recovery operation is still underway. Traffic is light. It's not really jamming up things in the downtown area. All major freeways into the Pasadena area moving very well. And, of course, needless to say, there's quite a crowd gathering in Pasadena, but we hear of no major problems traffic-wise over there, except a lot of illegally parked cars, which we get every year. Weather-wise, couldn't be a better first of the year. Fair through tomorrow, not a whole lot of change in temperature. Overnight low tonight, about 40, except down to 35 in the cooler outlying suburbs. High today and tomorrow, about 65. And the rain that was scheduled to come in tomorrow, well, it's going to be delayed a bit because of high pressure to the west of us, but it's still on the way. The year is going to open on a wet note, but not for a while, and that's good news. In Hollywood at the moment, we're 48 degrees. Civic Center is 43 with a relative humidity of 43%. Pressure way up there, 30.30 inches of mercury. High clouds at the airport in 43. Long Beach high clouds in 40. Burbank 38 and clear. San Diego 43 in high clouds. And we had a beautiful sunrise this morning, in case you missed it. K KNX News Radio Traffic and Weather Central at 7:19.
You've probably heard that Tune-Up Masters now serves over 200 communities in California and Arizona. Well, that's a lot of communities and a lot of repeat business. Tune-Up Masters would like to thank the hundreds of thousands of you who have taken your cars, vans, and trucks in for a performance package tune-up for making this growth possible. But face it, Tune-Up Masters knows that you repeat customers keep coming back for one simple reason. You're satisfied with the service and the price. Tune-Up Masters Performance Package Tune-Up includes 25 items checked, serviced, or replaced. Even a complete carburetor overhaul if necessary. The maximum cost for everything, parts, labor, the works, is $45 for an 8-cylinder car, $42 for a 6, and $39 for a 4. And you get a 6-month, 6,000-mile warranty in the bargain. You can't get a better tune-up for any car, van, or truck at any price than at Masters. Tune-Up Masters, where it's impossible to spend more than the advertised price.
Good morning, Alex Sullivan, Russ Powell, and KNX News Central at 7:20.
Happy New Year from all of us at KNX News Radio.
KNX News Radio update. The world, the nation. Premier designate Shapur Bakhtiar says he has formed a new government for Iran. At the same time, the embattled Shah emerged from his isolation for the first time in weeks and confirmed personally he wants to take a vacation.
Oil is reported leaking into the Atlantic Ocean from a Greek super tanker which caught fire some 30 miles off Spain. A Spanish naval spokesman says six crew members are dead and another 20 are missing. An oil slick now covers a four-mile-wide area.
Police units have been reinforced in New York and San Francisco, where demonstrations are planned to protest U.S. recognition of Peking. Marches also are planned by groups backing the change in U.S. policy.
In Peking, U.S. and Chinese officials sipped champagne today in honor of the resumption of relations between the two countries. A similar celebration is planned in Washington.
Pope John Paul II has issued a New Year's Day appeal for world peace and justice. Speaking to 25,000 persons attending his first Mass of 1979, the pontiff called for special prayers to counter strife in Lebanon and the settlement of the land dispute between Argentina and Chile.
The provisional wing of the outlawed Irish Republican Army has claimed responsibility for at least 19 bombs touched off overnight in Northern Ireland. A man identifying himself as an IRA member telephoned to Belfast Exchange today to say the wave of violence will continue.
Agriculture Secretary Bob Berglund says food prices will continue to climb upward in 1979. Berglund says consumers should expect to pay between 6 and 10% more at the grocery store in 1979 and between 10 and 14% more for hamburger and steak.
It's 7:22. It was a year of ups and mostly downs on Wall Street. CBS News correspondent Ray Brady has reviewed what 1978 meant to investors.
If there was one group of stocks that summed up Wall Street in 1978, it was the gambling stocks. Through much of the year, they ran wild. Issues like Resorts International, Bally Manufacturing, and Playboy, doubling and sometimes redoubling in price. Up with them went a lot of other stocks. Americans were flying in record numbers, so the airline stocks flew high. Those travelers had to stay somewhere when they landed. Up went the hotel stocks. But then came the rude awakening. With the inflation rate still raging upward, it became obvious Washington would have to tighten up on money. In just a few weeks, stock prices took one of their worst drubbings in history. The airlines, the hotels, even those gambling stocks collapsing like a gambler's hopes. Near year's end, it was estimated that the pension funds, big professional investors, now out of the market, were sitting on some $26 billion of cash. Each of them were looking hard into the crystal ball, trying to figure out who the big winners, if any, would be in 1979. Ray Brady, CBS News, New York.
Time is 7:23, and the KNX News Radio Sports Report is sponsored this morning by San Diego Federal Savings and Loan. Here's Rich Murata.
It was painfully evident to the Minnesota Vikings yesterday that the things Ram coach Ray Malavasi said about them last week are true. They're not the team they were a couple of years ago, and the people surrounding Fran Tarkenton are not as good. The Rams exploded in the second half with an inspired showing to beat the Vikings 34-10 in a performance that had Minnesota coach Bud Grant impressed.
They played well. They had field position in the third quarter, and they played well, didn't make any mistakes, and didn't have any penalties, fumbles, interceptions, made some plays. We didn't make a play to stop them.
And it looked like no one was going to stop the Rams yesterday as they finally handed Minnesota a playoff loss. The Rams meet Dallas Sunday at the Coliseum with the winner going to the Super Bowl. The AFC crown will be decided between Pittsburgh and Houston. The Oilers pounded the New England Patriots 31-14 as Dan Pastorini fired three touchdown passes. More sports in a moment.
Everything you do, you want things easier. You're happier, it's true, when things are easier.
San Diego Federal is soaring into the new year with a beautiful, free pictorial planning calendar entitled Soaring Over California. It features spectacular, full-color aerial views of California's natural wonders and scenic cities like San Simeon, Palm Springs, Laguna Beach, La Jolla, and eight more. It's an extra-large size for easier daily planning, and it's yours free while they last, only at San Diego Federal Savings, where we're making saving easier for you.
San Diego Federal, making saving easier for you. San Diego.
In Orange County, look for San Diego Federal in Capistrano Beach, Laguna Niguel, San Clemente, and soon in Newport Beach and Irvine.
In the Blue Bonnet Bowl last night, Stanford, trailing Georgia 22-0 in the third quarter, suddenly got hot, came back to beat the Bulldogs 25-22. The USC Trojans have an outside shot at the national championship, and the odds makers have installed the Trojans the favorites in today's Rose Bowl. But those odds don't impress SC coach John Robinson.
Well, I think it's going to be an even game. When you play a club like Michigan or Michigan plays a team like USC, I think you have to assume it's an even game. So I don't know who's going to win. The people that pick it as six-point favorites, they don't mean much to me. I think it's an even game and potentially a great game.
Robinson may feel uncomfortable with those odds because for the past several years, the favorite's been losing consistently in the Rose Bowl. The other bowl games, all good matchups. Penn State and Alabama in the Sugar Bowl, Oklahoma and Nebraska in an all-Big 8 Orange Bowl. Notre Dame takes on Houston in the Cotton Bowl. And we'll have the Cotton Bowl for you here on KNX News Radio beginning at 11 o'clock. In the National Hockey League last night, the Pittsburgh Penguins scored with 7 seconds remaining to beat Detroit, 5-4. Boston skated past Buffalo and Atlanta down the Rangers. Rich Murata, KNX News Radio.
And the sports report has been sponsored by San Diego Federal Savings and Loan.
KNX News Radio update. The West, the Southland.
It's 7:26. The first national holiday, Star Telethon, for cerebral palsy is being touted as a big success. The telethon ended last night after 20 hours of continuous broadcasting over 77 television stations in the U.S. and Canada. When they finally counted up all the pledges, more than $11 million worth had come in. The Hollywood-based production had an all-star cast hosted by celebrities John Ritter, Suzanne Summers, Paul Anka, and Dennis James.
This week, New West, California's most exciting magazine, will tell you how to get rich quick, the pitfalls and advantages of being an entrepreneur, the realities of the five most common own-your-own-business fantasies, and case histories of people who successfully escaped the American corporate rat race. New West will also tell you about the new wonder cancer drug nobody can buy, about the unpublished political battle over sea otters, and why some people want to deport them from California, about what's happening now to Beagleman, the Firestone case, Larry Flint, Jarvis, and Hollywood's baby moguls, the best and worst of 1978 rock and roll, and the must-see and don't-bother-to-spend-your-money movies of the year, the best port wines available in California, the most efficient firewood and where to buy it, and Southern California's hottest new shopping area. Art, politics, restaurants, and much, much more. It's all in New West, the magazine that's getting to people. And it's on your newsstand this week.
Have what appears to be a very serious injury accident, at least, on the westbound San Bernardino Freeway between Vincent and, just west of Vincent. They've called the fire department, ambulance, paramedics, and the whole works. That's westbound San Bernardino, west of Vincent. There's probably still a little confusion around on the northbound Harbor to the northbound Hollywood Freeway. That's where the RTD bus ran partly off the road earlier this morning with one minor injury. And other than that, we know of no major problems on the freeways. They're moving in a holiday mode, and that means 55-plus miles an hour. And the weather, fair through tomorrow, not a whole lot of change in temperature. High today and tomorrow, 65. The overnight low tonight, about 40, except down to 35 in the colder outlying areas. Currently here in Hollywood, we're 48 degrees in what is going to be a beautiful way to start the year, a beautiful day. KNX News Radio Traffic and Weather Central at 728.
California's air is cleaner than it was 4 years ago when Governor Brown took office, according to the chairman of the State Air Resources Board. But he said there's still a lot to be done in the next 4 years. Tom Quinn made his comments in an interview with KNX News Radio. In Los Angeles, Quinn says 1979 is going to be an important year because this is the year states must file clean air plans with the federal government. He also hopes this will be the year people realize a change in priorities must be made.
We've always heard that the automobile is the number one cause of smog here in Southern California, and that certainly used to be the case, but it's no longer true. The dubious distinction or honor of being the number one polluter now belongs to heavy industry, and the automobile accounts now for less than one-third of the amount of pollution going in the air. So the number one culprit is now industry and no longer the automobile. And that doesn't mean that the car is still not a problem. It still creates a third of the problem. But we've come a long way cleaning up the car, and we're now going to have to concentrate on industry and make sure we can make the same kind of progress there that we've made with Detroit.
Quinn says it's going to take a real team effort involving industry and environmentalists to keep L.A. a livable city. I'm Russ Powell with Alex Sullivan in KNX News Central. The time is 7:30.
Happy New Year from all of us at KNX News Radio.
KNX News Radio Dateline. Here, there, everywhere.
Pasadena, more than a million people line Colorado Boulevard for the 90th annual Rose Parade with the theme, Our Wonderful World of Sport.
Nevada, a team of volunteers plans to continue looking for a youth who fell down a 500-foot mine shaft near Good Springs after police abandoned the effort.
Los Angeles, tomorrow, school integration busing resumes in L.A. with critics saying too few whites are taking part.
Pomona, the city's police headquarters being remodeled with security, the key factor.
Tehran, a strike by air traffic controllers puts a quick stop to the exodus of foreigners from Iran.
Sacramento, new state law taking effect today, ends forced retirement at age 65.
And we'll have details of these and other stories coming up on KNX News Radio, your 50,000-watt news voice for Southern California.
Just imagine. She's not very strong. She can't run very fast. Doesn't know a thing about karate or martial arts. But she's all you've got. And just the idea that she could be coming home some night and get attacked. Well, it's just more than you can bear. You can't be with her every minute. But Raypel can. Raypel, a tiny capsule that, when squeezed, emits an odor so powerful it sends attackers on the run, enabling an easy identification also. Then, after the threat is over, she need only apply Raypel's completely effective neutralizer and the smell is gone. Raypel is tiny and safe. It clips neatly out of sight, but you and she know it's there, just in case. Raypel, a powerful ounce of prevention, because that's the way the world is today.
You can buy Raypel at most major pharmacies and beauty shops throughout Southern California. The time is 7:32, and this portion of the news is sponsored by Travelodge.